Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 9 of the Minor Prophets. We're continuing with Hosea, and today we're looking at future forgiveness and restoration. Charles Swindoll once said, "The book of Hosea illustrates that no one is beyond the offer of our forgiveness because no one sits outside God's offer of forgiveness." Our text today is Hosea chapters 3 and 4 from the New Living Translation. "Then the Lord said to me, 'Go and love your wife again, even though she commits adultery with another lover.' This will illustrate that the Lord still loves Israel, even though the people have turned to other gods and love to worship them. So I bought her back for 15 pieces of silver and 5 bushels of barley and a measure of wine. And then I said to her, 'You must live in my house for many days and stop your prostitution. During this time, you will not have sexual relations with anyone, not even with me.' This shows that Israel will go a long time without a king or prince and without sacrifices, sacred pillars, priests, or even idols. But afterward, the people will return and devote themselves to the Lord their God and to David's descendant, their king. In the last days, they will tremble in awe of the Lord and of His goodness. Hear the word of the Lord, O people of Israel. The Lord has brought charges against you, saying, 'There is no faithfulness, no kindness, no knowledge of God in your land. You make vows and break them. You kill and steal and commit adultery. There's violence everywhere, one murder after another. That is why your land is in mourning, and everyone is wasting away. Even the wild animals, the birds of the sky, and the fish of the sea are disappearing. Don't point your finger at someone else and try to pass the blame. My complaint, you priest, is with you. So you will stumble in broad daylight, and your false prophets will fall with you in the night. And I will destroy Israel, your mother. My people are being destroyed because they don't know me. Since you priests refuse to know me, I refuse to recognize you as my priests. Since you have forgotten the laws of your God, I will forget to bless your children. The more priests there are, the more they sin against me. They have exchanged the glory of God for the shame of idols. When the people bring their sin offerings, the priests get fed. So the priests are glad when the people sin. And what the priests do, the people also do. So now I will punish both priests and people for their wicked deeds. They will eat and still be hungry. They will play the prostitute and gain nothing from it, for they have deserted the Lord to worship other gods. Wine has robbed my people of their understanding. They ask a piece of wood for advice. They think a stick can tell them the future. Longing after idols has made them foolish. They have played the prostitute, serving other gods and deserting their God. They offer sacrifices to idols on the mountaintops. They go up into the hills to burn incense in the pleasant shade of oaks, poplars, and terebinth trees. That is why your daughters turn to prostitution, and your daughters-in-law commit adultery. But why should I punish them for their prostitution and adultery? For your men are doing the same thing, sinning with whores and shrine prostitutes. Oh, foolish people, you refuse to understand, so you will be destroyed. Though you, Israel, are a prostitute, may Judah not be guilty of such things. Do not join the false worship at Gilgal or Beth-Aven, and do not take oaths there in the Lord's name. Israel is stubborn, like a stubborn heifer. So should the Lord feed her like a lamb in a lush pasture? Leave Israel alone, because she is married to idolatry. When the rulers of Israel finish their drinking, off they go to find some prostitutes. They love shame more than honor. So a mighty wind will sweep them away. Their sacrifices to idols will bring them shame. Hosea's marriage to Gomer had ended. She had left him and went back to her life of immorality. John Blanchard describes Hosea's situation. As the innocent party, Hosea had gone through the searing agony of seeing his marriage come apart at the seams. Now there was an empty place at the table, an empty chair in the room, and an empty space in the bed. Sometime later, with Gomer presumably offering her body to anyone who wanted it, she had also become a slave. Disgraced, destitute, and derelict. There was not a good thing to be seen in her, and not a good thing to be said about her. Who knows how many men she had slept with, or what degradation she had plunged into? And then, God called Hosea to do the unthinkable. Go and love your wife again. Hosea went to the slave market and bought Gomer back at half the price of slave. Hosea now owned Gomer and could have had her killed because of the biblical law of that day concerning unfaithfulness. Instead, Hosea said to Gomer, "You must live in my house for many days and stop your prostitution. During this time, you will not have sexual relations with anyone, not even me." Blanchard writes, "The choice of words here is very important. You must dwell as mine for many days. Points to the need for a probation period, giving Gomer a chance to show that she was willing to change her ways and from now on to remain faithful to Hosea. He would provide for her, protect her, care for her, and seek her good. Yet there would be a certain distance between them for a while. Only when she had proved herself to be faithful to Hosea would they resume a full relationship as man and wife." Hosea is a stunning story, unique in Scripture, but we will only understand its full meaning if we see it as reflecting a message from God to the backslidden nation of Israel, a message filled out in the rest of Hosea's prophecy. Gomer's sin pictures the extent of Israel's unfaithfulness. Hosea's love reveals the nature of God's forgiveness and His unending love. However, the prophet's words in Hosea 3:3 show that God calls people to repentance and gives us time to prove the sincerity of our hearts. In Hosea chapter 4, Hosea confronts the Israelites with God's indictment against them for abandoning their covenant with God. This chapter reads like a courtroom scene where Hosea acts as the prosecuting attorney and presents God's case against the nation of the Israelites, the priests, and the witnesses of the southern kingdom. While the verdict will be announced in Hosea chapter 5, chapter 4 provides plenty of evidence for Israel's unfaithfulness. Some questions to consider today. How impactful to your spiritual life are the following words from God to Hosea found in Hosea chapter 3, verse 1? "Go and love your wife again, even though she commits adultery with another lover." How significant is the fact that Hosea had to buy his wife back? What does this picture in your redemption story? And finally, if you stood before God's court today, would there be any evidence of your unfaithfulness to God? If so, what would it be? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.